Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Wednesday, June 13th. We're in the middle of June already.
Beautiful day today, too.
Oh, Mel Zelenik is with us. Good to have
Great
you here.
Great seeing you, Paul.
This is the peak of the travel time
yes.
for Americans.
Right. And I thought we would go ahead and mention some travel ideas that hopefully will save our listeners quite a bit of money
yeah.
over a lifetime.
Well, I think I've told this story on here, and I know I've told it on the television show for 25 years ago, you told me about the collision damage waiver.
Yes.
With the automobile, renting an automobile, you used to always get the collision damage waiver.
Mm-hmm.
And Mel said, you know what? Check with your insurance company.
That's right.
For your automobile insurance that you have for your personal car. And chances are they're going to cover you, and you don't need to buy that collision damage waiver.
And you checked. And
they checked, and mine covers me, and I've saved thousands and thousands
yeah, and you've promised me how many dinners and lunches?
I don't know.
I've never seen one of them.
But those are important little tips. So what do you have for us today?
Well, let's talk first about hotels. And let me ask you this true-false question. The best values for hotel deals are generally on these websites, Hotwire and Priceline.
Well, I think that might be a trick question there, Mel.
Okay.
Because I would guess the answer would be yes. But I think you also can find lower deals by calling the hotel directly. And if they have vacant rooms, you may end up with a lower price than what you get on Priceline.
Well, that's a good point, and I would encourage you to consider that. I'm going to say, generally speaking, though, going to Priceline or Hotwire across the board is going to give you a better deal than going directly to the hotel.
Okay. Now, when you go to Hotwire or Priceline, is that what it is?
No, Hotwire or Priceline.
Hotwire or Priceline. Are you going to be able to get your hotel points when you stay at a hotel?
Generally not, yeah. But not always. We've actually gotten points by just requesting them. My wife actually went to Washington with a friend of hers, and they were able to get their points, and I know they got to the concierge club mm-hmm. at the hotel.
So that's something that you have to weigh yourself. If the points are important to you, and they are to me, whether you get the points or not.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I think that's a reasonable point to make. But, you know, very often you could save two-thirds by just going through Priceline or Hotwire.
Okay.
And then you also have to check out the trade-offs.
Yeah.
But I would always ask at the front desk, and we have been successful with that, with both Marriott and Embassy Suites,
okay.
both of those.
Next.
No, I want to mention one other thing.
Go more on that.
If you do go to Priceline, the website to check before you go to Priceline is biddingfortravel.com. And that's an unbiased website, and they'll tell you how to bid on Priceline. And what they do is they'll ask people to write in and say, what was your most successful bid during this time frame at this specific hotel? And they'll list all of these.
Now, can you choose the specific hotel that you want, or when you give a bid, is it then you don't know until your bid is accepted?
It's a very, very educated guess, okay? But invariably, if I pick a four-star hotel in Chicago in this one specific area, like they do on Priceline, and that's the only four-star hotel in that area, and that's the one that frequently gives participates with Priceline, then I know I'm going to get that hotel.
Okay.
I do that a lot, or we used to do that a lot when we went to Orlando and we would stay at the airport. We would always know we would get the Marriott, which was Marriott or Renaissance, which was a four-star hotel.
Okay, so check it out on Priceline.
And finally, with Hotwire, you can do exactly the same thing, except you use another website with them, and it's called betterbidding.com. If people don't remember these or can't jot them down, they can email me, and I'll be happy to supply these to them.
Now, you got something else besides the hotel?
Sure, airfares. Best way to book an airfare is to use the airline's website, true or false?
Oh, that's a question there, too. Probably not, because then you're not going – if you want to be competitive and you want to check other airlines, you're going to have to go to each airline's website individually to compare the price, because they're not going to compare the other airlines.
You weren't listening to me carefully, though. I said the best way to book an airfare is to use the airline's website.
Oh.
Now you're going to change your mind, right?
Well, I'm not sure if that's necessarily so or not.
Okay. What I would recommend is you go to the traditional areas to research your airfares. Orbitz, Kayak, Expedia, Travelocity, they're all, frankly, about the same. There are a few examples, and there's many others. But once you get your best deal, and also obviously go to southwest.com, once you get your best deal, then I would advise you to at least consider going to the airline website. There are a few advantages to doing that. One is it's going to be on real time, and you won't necessarily get that on Orbitz, Kayak, and so forth. But almost as importantly, some of the airlines will give you a one-day grace period. If the price goes down, and very frequently they will fluctuate daily, then you could cancel the first one and get the lower price on the second one.
Well, but what United has started doing now is they will sell you a guarantee. I think they call it Fairlock, and you can pay them a fee to hold that fair for you for a couple of days. It always amazes me the way the airlines come up with new ways to wring a little extra cash out of you.
Well, why do you use United Airlines?
We're not going into that right now. But so you're saying check all of the airlines' websites.
Well, no. Check like the major generic websites like the Orbitz and the Expedia.
And then book it
and
on
then
the
United. Book it with the specific airline. United is fine. Delta, for example, if you're flying out of Columbia, is another option.
Mel, we're out of time, but if people want to contact you directly, what's your website?
It's my email address.
Email.
cruise@centrytel.net.
cruise@centrytel.net. Fire him off any questions. He'll answer them for
you. I'll be happy to try and answer any
questions. Thank you, Mel. Mel Zelenik, retired professor at the University of Missouri, consumer economics.
Consumer economics.
I'm getting old now. Yeah. Our director of Radio Friends is Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to listen to this again and get all of this money-saving information from Mel Zelenik, go to KBIA.org, sign up for a podcast or a vodcast. Bye-bye.